Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I do for you today?
Hi, I have a couple transactions from a company. It's called Better Improvement Daily. I have this phone number on it for my credit card. And I was going to see if you can tell me what they are, cancel whatever subscription it is, and see if I can get a refund on it.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that today. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
76667.
Okay, 76667?
Yes.
Okay. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Jeannie Gunn.
Okay, give me one second.
Mother-in-law.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just trying to pull up your account.
Okay.
Can you spell your first and last name for me, please?
G-E-N-I-E, last name G-U-N-N.
Okay, could it be under a different name or a different, a different name?
It shouldn't be.
Okay, do you know the email that's attached to the account?
Do you know?
Like your email?
Email? Okay, maybe jeanniesgunn@gmail.com?
You said jeanniesgunn?
Yeah.
Jeanniesgunn. Okay, so the account is under Jeannie Gunn.
Okay.
Okay, and can you verify the shipping address, please? Ma'am?
708 East Main Street in Mahia.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm looking at your account. Okay, I see you have our Bytub app. How's that working for you?
The what app?
Our Bytub app, it's an app that has meal plans and recipe guides on there to eat better and supercharge your health.
Okay. I don't have that. Did you download a Byte app?
Are you asking like a child?
Yeah.
Okay. Ask them if they or if you remember signing up for a contest or an entry to win a mixer. And they might have paid $1 to $5 for shipping.
Contest or entry for a mixer? Does that sound familiar? No. No. None of that sounds familiar.
Okay. Well, that's what it was from, signing up for a survey or a contest to win a mixer and you pay $1 to $5 for shipping. And then in the terms and conditions, it says that after you pay and enter the sweepstakes, you will then be enrolled in our Bytub app.
Bytub, like F-I-G-H-T?
No, Bytes. B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Bytub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B. And it's an app?
Yes, ma'am.
I do not have that app.
Okay. So since you do download it on your phone and you haven't got a chance to use it yet, so if you do want to use it, I can get that monthly rate down to $20 for you to stay.
No, please cancel it, and if you could refund those transactions back, because I did not download that app or use it.
Okay, give me one second. I can go ahead and get your account canceled and ask for the refund. I can refund the May 8th charge, 75% of that charge.
You can't refund the whole thing? Can you tell me why, if it wasn't used?
Give me one second, ma'am. Okay, after getting permission from my supervisor, I did get permission to offer you, I'm sorry, to refund you the $59.89 minus of $5 for the setup fee for the app because you've had access to it for a month. So
Okay, but
you'll
that's
be re-
just
Go ahead.
one of them because I
Yes,
had two.
ma'am, because the April 8th charge is out of our 1 month threshold. But because you said that you did not do it and these charges don't sound familiar to you, what I can do is I can get you refunded for that $54.89 charge and get your account canceled, and I can transfer you over to the fraud department because we do take fraud very seriously. And then they'll begin their investigation, and if they know anybody that if they find out who did this without your authorization, they'll be prosecuted for it.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
They're refunding this one, but not this one. They're sending me to the fraud department. It's more than 30 days old.
Well, what's their problem? I don't know how to download anything. I wish I did.
You didn't call any phone numbers or anything?
No, I
Yeah.
haven't asked them and everybody does this before me.
Yeah, and that app's not on here.
Well, didn't know how to do it in person. I take pictures and do text messages and talk. And he put Taco Bell and Sonic on my phone. I can look at the pictures, but I don't know how to use it. I said, you can order them and go pick it up. And I said, well, you gotta know how to order it, right?
And ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just getting your information to transfer you over.
Okay.
In the 30 days, I couldn't do it in the first place. So I just messed up.
Yeah. It's going to depend on what they say for this one. We may have to just open a fraud case on the one if they don't refund it back.
Okay, and because I have your account canceled, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 920-707-244. And then I do have your information ready, and I'll transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling.